What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Out of the Hat. I'm your host, DJ The Clutch. Here is my main guy.
$1 million tie was popping to everybody.
Yeah, man. So, I guess you said I ain't had nothing to talk about. I don't have much to talk about. You know, work been stupid. I need to take a mental day.
You should do that.
No, I asked them.
Mm-hmm. Could you take one?
Like I was denied.
You did.
I was denied.
Wait.
I was going to take one that Friday.
You got denied of a mental health day?
Yes. They didn't care. They don't care, bro.
You should, like, fake your death and be like, you...
I'm not doing it. I don't take stuff funny.
Well, okay, well, well, you could be like, you hurt yourself or something, and then...
They wouldn't care.
Lawsuit.
I just... It's cool.
Now, if you go shoot up the store, then...
Nah, I ain't doing that. I'm black.
Never mind.
I am right. Black.
Never mind.
We don't do that. Unless we robbing it. We just don't do it just to kill people. But Walmart's been dumb. They've been doing a remodel, right?
Mm-hmm.
They give the company the set before they start doing it. Our people just didn't decide to tell me shit. So I had to find out on the fly. I had to find out on the truck that they switched the shit, pour the Gatorade, and what's come on the truck? 2-3 pallets of Gatorade.
All right, dog.
So the shit had me so fucked up. I'm looking like, bruh, like, look, I know y'all not gonna help me. Bruh, can I just go? Can I leave?
Help me, nigga.
He was like, man, don't worry about it, man. Just don't stress about it too much. I'm like, nigga, I gotta deal with this shit. Y'all don't.
Right.
So I just didn't come to work that Saturday. I wasn't going anyway.
That was your mental health day. But, no. But I know why you took off.
Nah, I took off because they finally, you know, put young brother to rest.
Yeah. Rest in peace, RP.
Yeah. It was sad, especially like his family took it well. Probably because it had been 2 weeks ago.
It has been, yeah. Now that I think about
but
it.
But his family took it real well. It broke me when the kids were just looking at him. Mm-hmm. I'm looking like...
Like his kids?
His kids. Mm-hmm. He had four of them. And like, it looked every bit from like 12 to maybe like 4, something like that. Jeez. Yeah. So that was sad, but everything else, as far as work, stupid. But at home, been kind of weird too. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say a low, but I'm trending downwards. But I'm kicking. I'm good though.
Okay.
Ain't nothing a little liquor can't fix.
That's not a good thing. Liquor is a downer, sir.
That's not really.
That's not take that route.
No, getting drunk is a downer.
Touche. I never seen you drunk, so.
And you're not gonna see me drunk. You don't see me drunk, you just ain't know it.
I guess.
If I'm sitting down and don't wanna move, I'm fucked up. That night at GT.
I think that's like most people.
No, that night at GT when I was in the car and I was like, I was hot. Mm-hmm. I was fucked up.
I remember that night.
I just didn't want to move. I said, yeah, I'm good. Air conditioner on blast.
Yeah, I remember that night. Yeah. I remember that night. All right. My turn?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, welcome first time, last time listeners.
Last time?
You know, just in case they may never come back. You know, nothing gets promised. But I just want to give a special shout out to, you know, some of the new listeners that may be listening, especially from. So I took 2 days off last week, Monday, because I told you I won right after Mania. That was dead. Then Tuesday, I had strip.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Said, how much you got paid?
What? No. I said strip, not strip. The fuck? This nigga different, man. Anyway, so I came back to work, right? And my plant manager, who I never had a verbal exchange with in my entire life, came in my apartment. And the first thing she said to me was, hey, you feeling better? It's a white lady, by the way.
Oh, you might be okay.
Just let me finish.
Okay.
So, I'm probably going to be all over the place in the store because I'm already out of order, but it's fine. So she came to me and was like, hey, you feeling better? And now in my head, I'm like, did you knew I was sick? You knew fuck being sick. You knew I exist. You know who I am. Then you know me well enough to know I was missing. Like I wasn't at work and I was sick.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm doing better. You know, thanks for asking or whatever, da, da, da. And obviously, you know, I work with helicopter doors and shit like that. So she said, So I have a quick question. How many doors you think you can get out in a week? Just me or my entire group? She was like, let's start with you first. So I said, Monday through Friday, no weekends. No, no weekends included. Not at all. Because, of course, why give a nigga some overtime? Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, heavens no.
Yeah, look, like, that's a sin.
More money, bitch?
No. Especially with that law, mm-hmm. They definitely don't want to give us that. So anyway, I said Monday through Friday, if I have everything I need, no issues, and everything is in a perfect world, say about 2.5, 2 and a possible, you know. She said, what about the rest of the team? I said,
snitching time.
No. Usually when these questions get asked, I always lowball it to be, you know what I'm saying, to be safe. So I said, maybe 5 or 6. I didn't even get 6 all the way out. She said, yeah, I need 6. My whole demeanor changed. She's like, yeah, I need six. I need it. I need 6. I don't know how you going to get this. I need 6. And if y'all work Saturday, I need 7. Now, you do know I don't work a full shift on Saturday, like, at all. Like, the most I'll work is, like, 6 hours.
Right.
So, right, I'm like, the fuck this bitch on? Like, this bitch in bumper head or something? Like, and that's how I know that management and the workers are, like, two different entities. Like, she is so far removed from what goes on the floor, for her to even make that type of request, not knowing the circumstances that we've been through for the past couple of months, is insanity to me. So, first thing I did was, when am I working leave? I said, hey, bro. She came over here and hollered at us. She said, yeah, she said something about us over here too, about 6 doors. So, I said, what the fuck we gonna do? Like, shit. I don't know, but shit sound like Saturday and Sunday to me, goddamn.
Saturday and Sunday?
He don't mind. He like working them hours.
Yeah.
Because he get paid way more than we do. So he don't mind it. He all right. He'll come in a couple of hours. Plus, I mean, he don't stay too far from the job. I'm like, you know, some of us. So he don't mind this shit. So he said that. And then I was like, well, shit. I mean, cool. But at the same time, like, this shit's unrealistic. Like, at first, because we have a commitment that we have to make each month. Beginning of the money was 10. Now that our circumstances...
She wants 6 a week?
Just listen. Beginning of the month, it was 6. I mean, 10. Because the circumstance of our plant kind of messed up. Told you the tool was up and down, whatever. Tool back running. Everything good. Well, at the time that we had this conversation, everything was good. So now, it went from 10 to 15 to 20. Right. For the month of April, just that month. Next month, they want 25.
For May?
Fortunately for me, I'm already working into June. So this is, like, not my concern yet. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. So I talked to my supervisor about it. And he basically said, don't worry about it. She just talking out her ass or whatever. I said, well, you need to let her know, like, it's a lot that comes with this shit. Like, she need to actually sit down and... It's funny because we're actually finna start doing a time study and seeing, like, how long it takes for us to do our job, this, then, third, whole bunch of other stuff, and dealing with engineer, whatever, cool. Now, when I first got back to work that Wednesday, one of my homeboys hit me up and was like, hey, bro, you talk to old boy? I said, no, why? Said, shit. Said they trying to find somebody who got a podcast at the job. Said they heard some supervisors talking about it. Said, for real? Said, yeah, just in case you talking about anything about the job and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Just keep that shit low. Said, all right. Soon as I left the break room, went straight to him. I said, hey, bro, what is this you hear about podcasting and shit? He said, shit, I was helping my supervisor or whatever. Say he had his phone out, had an AirPod in and shit like that, because they starting to crack down on that shit too. So he was like, shit. She just told me, you know what I'm saying, put my phone up, you know what I'm saying, don't be trying to talk to them girls and shit like that, and don't be listening to them podcasts. And then she was like, you know somebody over there in that area that got a podcast? And he was like, oh, yeah, cool. I said, who your supervisor? He told me. I said, I don't know that lady. But I guess, you know what I'm saying, just word just got out. So nobody really pinpoint who it was that said, I bet. So then I talked to, remember the supervisor I told you about that I told that I had a pod or whatever? Talked to him. I said, hey. First he told me, he was like, look, I know y'all be on y'all phone, but you might want to chill because people wear hoods. I wear a face mask because I like to keep my body covered because I do a lot of chemicals and whatnot. So he was like, I know you be having your little face mask on. You got your AirPods on, da, 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 da. Look, they finna start walking up on people and tell people to like show their ears. If you got AirPods on, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a write up. If you don't, you know what I'm saying, want to show it, you're going to HR.
Shit, that's automatically fine.
You feel me? So I was like, all right. And I was like, I said, well, why are we on this topic? What's up with this podcast thing? Like, you heard anything about it? He was like, he said, yeah, they came to me and asked me about that, but I ain't tell them who you was. So see, he held it down.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, he held it down. So they asking, then the supervisor that asked him said that the plant manager, the lady I told you to refer to earlier, she's trying to find out who it is. So
why though? Okay.
So I put two and two together from the information that was given to me. Apparently, she thinks I record the pod at work. How fucking stupid you have to be.
She don't know how it goes.
Like, bro, no diss to nobody out there, because I'm not trying to shoot at nobody. I promise. Like, my days of throwing shade, if you are not a bug or a dinosaur, it's over. But if you Facebook Live your pod and you got AirPods on and all that jibber jabber, cool. That ain't us.
Nah.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Like, we don't, the only time we use a phone is when we playing music. Other than that, we don't use our phone for no pod at all. In fact, we might not use it this episode. We gonna see when we pull the topic.
Never know.
Right. But anywho, like I said, I just think that that's also just proof of how far removed you are from us. To sit there and think that I'm stupid enough to record a fucking podcast in a manufacturing environment. And I pray to God, I hope you listening to this episode, Miss.
Oh,
I really hope you are, because you are dumb. You are a fucking idiot. And you can't write me up. You can't fire me. You can't do none of that shit. Because guess what? I'm not on the fucking clock, nigga. So suck my motherfucking dick. With that being said, the fuck is you talking about? This is my job outside of work. This work out of work, nigga. I don't do that shit on the plant, cuz. So you ain't gotta investigate. And to furthermore make it even stupider. Furthermore, when we first started the pod, I have two dry eraser boards. One with the logo, another one that says new episodes every Monday. Well, I got to change it to Tuesday now, but
right.
You know. But still, got that written out. Not only that, I've worn my fucking hoodie to work.
Exactly.
Like, the new one, not the old one, the new one. I wore it to work. You ain't got to find out who, nigga. I'm right here. Fuck is you talking about? Damn. That's just crazy to me, dog. But I'm done on my tangent. I'm done.
You went through all that just to tell the lady to suck your dick.
Yes. With that being said, playoffs are coming up. Fact that this weekend. And I just would like to say, as a Milwaukee Bucks fan, I am satisfied with my matchup.
Oh, God.
I know we not going to make it. I know we not going to win.
It's going to be the same way the season series turned out.
No.
4-1.
I'm going to put it like this. This is my NBA Finals. Y'all been talking too much shit this all man. Season saying, oh, y'all ain't beat the Pacers. Haliburton, oh, damn. Giannis is this. Da-da-da-da. Thanasis. Da-da. Fuck that. Bucks in five. Fuck y'all niggas talking about.
You want to bet that?
I'm not betting five games, but I bet the series. No. I'm not betting five games, but I bet the series. But I'm looking forward to this playoffs. We got a lot of good matchups coming. We got the Clippers and the fucking Dallas Mavericks in the first round.
Mavs in five.
Disrespectfully.
Disrespectfully.
I might add, disrespectfully.
I don't know. The Clippers might come out with a little fire.
Man, we'll see. The only fire they got is the inflammation on Kawhi's knee. Fuck is just talking about.
That is fucked up.
I don't give a fuck, nigga. OKC is the first seed. Ooh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care. Like, y'all ain't scary. Y'all ain't been battle tested. So,
nah.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, they're probably going to see the Warriors in the first round, maybe.
I think it's going to be the Pelicans.
You think the Pelicans going to make it? So you think y'all going to beat them? Y'all going to get seven? Yes. And then they're going to be.
Yes.
It's possible. I'm not ruling that out.
I feel like they can match up.
I won't count Sack out either, but. Cause this is a toss up, really. That AC is a toss up.
That 9-10.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a game.
Yeah, dog fight. I got Philly, not Philly. I got Phoenix beat Minnesota.
Woo!
I gotta beat Minnesota.
That's not a hot take.
It's not.
That's not a hot take.
But people like the favorite. You know, the lower seed. I mean, the higher seed, the lower seed in most cases. Nah. Unfortunately, if y'all do win, y'all do gotta face Denver. Sorry.
Yes.
I'll fuck with you, dog.
Yes.
Western Conference Finals in the first round. Actually, we might get the Eastern Conference Finals in the first round this year as well.
I got a hot take for you.
What?
I know it sounds crazy.
My take is Boston getting put out in the first round by Miami.
Fuck no. That might be 4-5. Lakers in 6.
I'm not mad at it. It's a possibility.
Lakers in 6.
I won't rule it out. Y'all ain't getting swept this time. Mm-hmm. I'll give y'all that. I will give y'all that. But we'll see. Now, in the East, I got Boston losing to Miami and Miami making the AFC.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm sorry.
That is crazy.
I don't like Boston 1. 2, I would rather see Miami down the road than to see them early. Like, Then, I'd rather see the Miami down the road than Boston down the road. That's just my opinion. I think we'll match up better with Miami. Also, the Knicks are the second seed in the East. That is a shocker. I'm so sorry, Julius Randle, that you weren't able to make it because they could most definitely.
So you saying Philly going to be Miami?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, Philly's number 7. Yeah.
I don't know.
And between that series, it's going 7. That's all I could give it. I can't really give a winner.
I got Knicks in 5.
Against Philly?
Yes.
Why?
And fuck Embiid, first of all. Playoff Embiid.
Well, he's not getting to the line.
He's a guy.
But they ain't got no centers for him.
Who?
Mitch Robinson is just
and
not
then, coming back on Hartenstein.
Ain't nobody worrying about Hartenstein, bro.
Shit, he worked hard.
He'll go out rebounding Embiid because Embiid ain't really a rebound boy.
That's what it's gonna come down to.
Yeah,
and then I feel like New York got better wings.
Oh,
they guard play.
Yeah,
better.
I would say Josh Hart and DiVincenzo gonna get off.
Yeah,
that goddamn Jalen Brunson boy.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrese Maxey
gonna have a long day.
Fuck out the way.
Gonna have a long
move
day.
Move the fuck out the way. My dark horse in the East, though, is between this series. The winner of this series is my dark horse. And it's the Cavs and the Magic. I got the Cavs winning in 6. Maybe in 5. I feel like they're longer, they're bigger, pause, and they got a better backcourt. So yeah. I look forward to seeing how deep the Cavs can go because they actually have a fighting chance.
Man, them niggas gonna get put out first round.
You think you got them losing to Orlando?
Yes.
Wow.
In 7.
Wow.
Yeah. For some reason, I just can't trust them in the playoffs.
We'll see.
I can't trust them in the playoffs.
I got them making a deep run.
They haven't won a series since Bron.
That's my dark horse in the East. That's my dark horse.
Mm-mm.
That's just my opinion. I feel like they might make a deeper run. But that's my prediction on the playoffs.
This is going to be a very good Western Conference playoffs and a very boring Eastern Conference playoff.
Outside of that 3-6. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that's the most entertaining
matchup. No storylines.
Yeah.
Indy finna average 140. Yeah, if y'all don't outscore them, is crazy. If y'all don't outscore them, y'all not gonna be.
Giannis finna average like 50 this season.
Giannis gonna average about 42, but y'all don't have defense, and they are the fastest paced team in the league.
We'll be all right.
All right,
we'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Yeah, Miles Turner gonna lock Giannis ass up.
All right, fuck that. No, you finna piss me off. But anywho, we have a guest.
Mm-hmm.
All the way from New York, son. You feel me?
Chef Knife.
You know what I mean? Got one of my mans with me, son.
What it do?
All the way from NY. Baby, he graduated from me, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He old clap, man. Shit, feel me? Like, next day I be bullshitting, but, you know, it's my mans in them. It's my mans in them, son. It's my son. You feel me?
Talk about it.
Then not only that, my nigga. You feel me? This nigga from not only from New York, named Tattoo, nigga. Yeah, you talk had a DJ earlier, nigga. Talk way back it. When, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Talk yeah, I got my son with me, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Fuck is you talking about, nigga? Yeah, nigga.
That nigga, you not from New York, bro.
Yes, I am, B. That's my man, B.
Listen, if niggas are saying I'm from Alabama, Ty is definitely from New York, bro.
Yeah, bro. Nah. Yeah.
Niggas say I'm from Alabama. Bro.
And he still got his accent.
Niggas say it, bro. Niggas tell me I'm from Alabama. Yeah. I cry every night.
Like that ass. Like that ass, huh?
Nah, for bro. Real. Stop talking like that. Nigga, where your Timberlands? Where are your Timberlands? You don't even have a pair of Timberlands, nigga. Shut up.
But no, I got my son Ty with me. What's good, money?
Nothing much, man. Wagwan meal them.
I don't know what the fuck you said. I've been gone too long.
Nah, what up? What's good, bro? Right here, visiting, you know. Yeah, with the bros. Let's do it.
I told you I was gonna piss you off with my intro. I told you. You didn't wanna believe it. But bruh, it's okay. It's okay.
This nigga, that's the fake accent. The fakest accent I done heard since Mississippi.
I'm so used to it though. Like in high school, oh my God. It was a couple of niggas. They'll come out, yo, what's good, Ty? Yo, son. B.
Yeah, they used to. Like, yeah, they used to fuck with that nigga all the time, bro.
I'm like, all right. I guess we're cool. Like,
but really, no. Wait. Yeah, niggas say you from Alabama. Yo, when you go up north,
niggas, yo, my man's in them. Every time we talk, you from Alabama, nigga. Fuck out of here.
How you don't have a bro, a New York accent? Listen,
it comes out every now and then, though.
Like country certain, shit.
Yeah, what can I say? Like, I say nah. I'd be like hell nah. Sometimes I'll be like hell nah. Yeah. Hell nah. I'll be saying that every now and then. You feel me?
I don't know if that's appropriation or what.
Y'all niggas.
I tried.
Y'all niggas are so confused with
you. You mean y'all niggas? Y'all niggas?
Y'all.
Y'all.
It ain't even got a goddamn eight in the goddamn word. Y'all.
Not me.
Nah, I mean,
that's what I would say, like,
nah, B.
Nah, niggas. Yeah, I think that's like old head shit a little bit. Like, nah, I mean.
Yeah, that's definitely old head shit. Yeah. That's how you know
even
I ain't really.
B.
That's how
a
you
B
know.
Too.
Yeah, that's how you know I ain't been there in mad long because I say the old slang. Like,
yeah.
Them, like, when
they
I
got
went back.
New slang?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they got. Yeah.
I mean, we. Damn, what can I say?
Because I ain't
I'm damn near. Go ahead.
Yeah, I ain't no dead ass until I went back for the summer that one time. I was like, what the fuck is a dead ass?
Yeah, dead ass stuff too, yeah.
Niggas. Stand. Y'all still say smut?
Not too tough.
That's so disrespectful.
Yeah, not too tough.
I mean,
yeah,
smut
does sound nasty.
It is, though. Like,
that shit is guttural. It just come from the box. She a
fucking
smut.
Smut.
Mm-hmm.
You call people worse.
I mean, all the time.
You call people smut, worse.
You know.
But yeah, like slang, I would say nowadays, like the young
you
got, niggas,
you
they
you
say
gotta
anything.
You got to teach me something real quick so I can keep it here. You
I
know
don't,
what I'm
we
saying?
Don't like it. Like, okay, for instance, I think there's more of a Brooklyn thing. Like, they call girls Treeshes now. Like,
the
if she's
fuck,
a hoe.
Yo.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait.
Say the same thing. Treesh. What else?
What the fuck is that?
Smoochy. They call girls Smoochies. Like, you a Smoochie? But that's like young nigga shit. Like,
that's like how, yeah, 18, that's how some kiddie shit. Yeah.
Something, yeah. But I'm just regular bitches.
Smoochie?
Regular bitches.
Bitches,
okay.
Bitches and hoes, nigga.
Sluts. Whores.
No, smoochie.
Didn't rock.
No, smoochie,
I like Bitty, though.
No, smoochie sound kind of fire, though.
Smoochie's not that crazy.
Smoochie remind me of a red bone.
Word?
Okay. Yeah, red, yellow bone. You
Ice
know,
Spice
I like
says it a lot. I mean.
For real? I ain't never heard her say it before.
Smoochie, yeah.
Yeah, Trisha's definitely sound like black bitch. Black dirty bitch.
It's like, yeah, it's like stank coochie vibes. Yeah, like for real. Oh god. Like just a bitch you know you wanna fuck with.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I got one in mind, but I ain't gonna say it out loud. It's all good. It's all good.
Might as well.
No. But he came to do your son.
Yeah, it's was good.
Grab that one, B. Stir that shit up, yo. Pull a topic, you know what I'm saying?
Whip chef knife cook. Whoop, whoop.
Oh, we got a little B. We got a little B fast.
Oh, my God.
Yo, no. That's the nigga that put me on this nigga.
Oh, my God.
Dead ass. That's the nigga that put me on little B. That's a fact.
Whoa, hold on. Did you go to JD?
Nah.
He ain't even from here, bro. Nah, son. He from a different borough. Know what I mean?
Nah, I feel like I got Lil B from a nigga named DJ, and he had dreads as well.
Talking about the other DJ.
He's more light skinned than you, though. So
yeah. He probably is. Light skinned, blonder.
Blonde is crazy.
Oh, he hear this, he gonna be like, I got your ass.
Oh man. All right, I got you.
We gotta grill that nigga. We gotta grill that nigga for real too though.
Oh yeah.
We definitely gotta grill that nigga when we see him.
What's a dream you never told anyone?
Ooh.
What's a dream I never told anyone?
Y'all gonna get mad. I'ma think of something. But I really don't have dreams like that. Like, I just be sleeping in darkness, for real.
See, okay.
I feel you.
I feel like when you said dreams, I thought you meant, like, goals.
Nah.
I mean, the people.
That's what I'm saying. It could be goals or... I doubt it's a goddamn when you were sleep dream. Dumbass.
Oh, wait, shit.
This nigga, hell, boy.
Man, shut your dumb ass up,
man. Yeah, bro. Like I had a good ass dream when I was 13. I just forgot.
On God.
And I never told nobody about it.
On God.
You just wake up happy for no reason.
Like, bro.
So you ain't never had no dream like you was like busting down the Yameen and still remember that shit to this day?
Damn.
Kinda.
I definitely had dreams about bitches I never fucked in real life.
I don't remember who she was though. She was definitely somebody from my life though.
Like little imaginary song?
Woke up wet, pose.
Hey.
Wait. All right, maybe we should use the other tree.
Oh, I can shit. Repull. I don't mind repulling.
Yo, this nigga is wild.
Sorry, guys.
That's funny.
We good with that one.
We let it rock.
Oh my God. This nigga.
All right, so we going with goals or we going with actual
dream? We'll go with goals. We'll go with goals. Be on the same side. You the guest, you go first.
I mean, we can do both.
I mean, go ahead.
We can do both.
So I don't really feel like there are any dreams that I haven't told anybody, but one that I don't really share too tough is I want to be on some Dr. Umar shit.
Mm.
Like on some like,
y'all see,
yo.
I see the hair because you never, bro. No, bro. He had a low cut. Like I never seen this nigga grow hair, but nigga ain't never had no beard. Nigga was baby faced and all that. Yeah. Like for real.
I grew up. Niggas grew up. But I was going to say, I want to get on some Dr. Umar shit. Like, education is the way to go. You know, all our young people is fucked up because their parents is fucked up. So,
if I just
had a school.
I feel like our generation is very unfortunate.
Yeah.
In terms of upbringing.
The last of a dying breed.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, but there's still hope for us, like, for sure, definitely. You know,
yeah, because we got more sense than most of the generations, like, ahead and definitely behind us, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, we out here not trying to like brag on the generation curses shit, but like we ain't doing the same bullshit that we was raised doing. We're more innovative.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas definitely ain't trying to like work all their lives until they die. Like absolutely. That's what our parents and our grandparents on. Like we ain't doing that. Like niggas actually trying to live for real.
Yeah,
that
rat race is no joke because I am fucking miserable.
I swear to God, like, nigga, I'm 30, bro. I promise you, I'm not trying to be employed at 40 years old, sitting here trying to work and then be like, oh, I'm just waiting until retirement. Man, fuck that.
Fuck that
retirement shit, nigga.
Yeah, they be way too dependent on that goddamn, that 65.
Man, they looking forward to that 401k.
Like, that shit ain't coming.
What the fuck is you talking about, nigga? That shit whack. Fuck that.
Couple grand a month. Nah, if it was 10 grand a month, then I'd be like, all right, it's worth it. But
yeah, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Nigga,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, niggas gotta realize, like, the generation behind us gotta pay for this shit. Nigga,
that's the truth. Social security as well, bro.
And them niggas ain't trying to work. You feel me? Like, them niggas ain't trying to do nothing with themselves. So we kind of fucked.
Right. Nah, it's definitely true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas trying to get the money now so that way we ain't gotta worry about all that bullshit when it comes. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. But I feel like, what was I going to say? I feel like education is definitely the key, but like on some, I feel like us as black people, like black, let me see.
Like African-American niggas.
Black people, American black people, you know what I'm saying? Not black Americans, American black, I mean, American black. American African people, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
because that's where we come from. Yeah. I feel like if we were to indoctrinate the next generation, then we can, like, you know, we can produce better versions of ourselves, and they wouldn't just like succumb to whatever their parents like put them through. Like, of course, you always have a home life and whatnot, but if your school is like all inclusive on some like teaching you finances, teaching you about economics and this and a third, growing up, like, you know, from your grade school and everything like that, I feel like we would like be better off. And we don't learn that. Nobody, I mean, I don't know what they do in the white schools. I've never been to a white school, but in our schools for sure, like, we don't learn any of that shit. So if we had that growing up, like, we'd be spitting out, you know, we'd be spitting out amazing people.
Oh God.
Just continuously, you know what I'm saying? Or at least you got an idea, you know what I'm saying? You don't just like fuck yourself over with your credit and this and a third. So I feel like education is definitely key. And if I just spontaneous millionaire out the blue, I'm funding Dr. Umar shit, bro. Let me stop. I'm joking. Fuck that nigga.
I'm about to say, I don't know about that.
I have my own shit. But go ahead.
But to piggyback off you real quick,
right.
I do agree, because like, when we went to school, bro, like, the electives were trash. They give us like
OD, yes.
Business tech, bro. Accounting. Niggas ain't never used no calculator in that bitch for real.
Mm-mm. I don't know. I'm speaking from my school.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'm speaking from my school.
The Bullock County doing like that shit.
Lanier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then like niggas did the whole home ec shit. We ain't cook nothing. Then I wasn't even in home ec. Them niggas was going across the street to go daycare. Go to a daycare at a church, my nigga. Like, that's all them niggas was doing. No, for real, they would go.
I used to see that.
All them motherfuckers used to go across the street, because the church across the street from my school. They'll go over there and watch the kids and do daycare shit.
Oh, look. See, y'all let those weird, because I let those, you know, we had the vocational school. And then over you had the agriculture thing. You literally had land to go outside.
Yeah, we built
a greenhouse. Mm-hmm. We built two fish tanks, fresh water, one dirty water.
What?
And
that's kind of
fire. What school
you went to? Bullock County.
Nigga in the country, bro.
Yeah, we built
you
two,
did that in the country.
Two field houses. Mm.
Y'all built two fish? Like, y'all build them?
We build them. Like, throughout. And I was mad as fuck because we did a garden, right?
Uh-huh.
That's what got me into gardening.
Hmm.
Being over there. We did the garden. And then we built, like a month later, we built the greenhouses and put the tanks in there. Had the whole process going.
Mm-hmm.
Put the fish in there. The next fucking semester, they took me out of that class and put me into a whole different class.
Why?
Wow.
I don't know. They just switched up at the second semester.
That shit lame as hell.
And then they went and raised the fish. Cook the fish.
What?
Ate the fish.
Yo.
And I'm in a whole different class.
Oh, no. Y'all niggas had whiting? Y'all niggas is breathing.
Nah, it was at home. Yeah, and whiting it. Nah, it was. What was one on whiting? I don't think one on. No, one was on tilapia, and one was catfish.
That's bugged out. I was going to say catfish.
And that catfish grew fast. Catfish grew fast.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
The tilapia took a little longer.
Mm.
But I ain't want no catfish. I wanted the tilapia.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah.
Nigga. And see, like, the way our high school was set up, we had, like, different, I guess you can call it, houses.
Mm-hmm.
Where you had, like, business. You had a theater or arts. Well, arts.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot the other two. But, yeah, like, nigga, I had theater. We ain't never did no plays, no nothing, nigga. Like, we really sat in there and chilled the whole time. Like, that was it.
Theater in Lanier?
Yeah. Miss Amber's.
What was I doing with my life, bro?
Yeah, I was a theater kid growing up. They had a theater club, though. Like, that's if you really wanted to get into that bag, you had to go in the club. Like, she didn't really teach us nothing.
I knew nothing about that. So when
swear
I was
to God,
there,
bro. I had a first period, didn't do shit, 11th grade.
Our art class was taught by the band director.
That's a fact. Yeah, that's weird.
You know how weird that is? Now, you going in there supposed to be learning art.
But see, y'all small town, so like, y'all ain't really had too many resources, so.
No, we used to have, remember, Tecumseh dad was the art teacher out there.
For real?
Yes, when we forgot that 7th grade, he was the art teacher. He left.
And see, that, you know, that also makes me mad, too. Like, back in the day, when I was in school, I used to know how to draw. Like, I probably could still pick a pencil up and, you know, doodle and shit, but, like, I was that nigga for real. Like, niggas used to steal my pictures and shit, for real.
You used to draw, like, Charles Hamilton shit
too, as well?
Yeah, I feel like I seen you, like, with some type of Sonic.
Nigga, bro, here's the crazy thing, my nigga. I never been in art class.
Mr. Ford, right?
Yeah, I ain't never had him. I ain't never had him, bro. And the thing that I find is weird is like niggas call it electives, but won't let you pick your shit.
Oh God!
like how is it? Niggas gave me fucking driver's ed.
I had driver's ed too, bro.
We only did the simulator twice, my nigga.
No, wow. I had driver's ed 2 years after I had my license.
Okay, don't even worry about it.
So I'm going first. I'm in first period, literally chilling, bro. I'm chilling. The only thing I got then was a boat license. We had to take a test about
you SpongeBob, wait, nigga.
You got a boat license from school?
Yeah,
nigga had Mrs. Puff, my nigga. What's going on, bro?
How you in a country and we in a so-called city or whatever like that? And nigga, we wasn't getting any.
Bro, they just start doing shit for like, but like now I'm jealous now because they got more shit now than we had back then.
Wow.
Like, yeah, Bullock County school system was like bad at a certain point, but then it shit started getting good. But I didn't understand the art teacher being the band director because he was teaching us how to draw fucking music symbols. And then he was like, well, you got to read it like this. And I'm looking like, bro, I was wanting to read music, but this shit boring as hell.
It's crazy because I had that nigga first period, and that nigga, like before I left, I had him first period. And like, if you ain't had no instrument, nigga, he wasn't fucking with you.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
Wow. He really didn't give a fuck about you. If you weren't in the band, he didn't give a fuck about you.
What's his life?
Like, no, for real, because like he was the band director. So like, he taught band class. If you ain't had no instrument, he wasn't fucking with you. And he also told you, like, out the gate, like, nigga, this ain't drum line. All y'all niggas not getting drawn. He told us that he's like, I'm gonna tell you right now. He ain't saying like this. He went like, all y'all niggas not gonna be Nick Cannon, but he was like, all that drum shit, that shit dead. Only a few of y'all niggas gonna be drums, and that's it.
Mm. And it's crazy
because everybody wanted to be played drums because of the movie and shit. Like, I didn't
take art until 12th grade,
bro. I never took it. Like, I never took this shit.
We did nothing in art class with Mr. Ford. We was just in there chilling. They could probably gave us like some type of a sheet out of a sketchbook or something like that. I was like, do as you wish.
I would rather
you got a 70.
I'd rather do that because like I see like videos like. You know how you just scrolling, you get them reels or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I see like a whole bunch on where like they show like different ways of how to draw shit. And I'm like, nigga, if I knew this shit when I was younger, I've been fire. Like fire. Like I seen niggas like doing skin tones with color pencils and shit. But but
back to the topics.
Yeah. We just went all the way off. But
well, my first dream, I guess I talked about when I was asleep. I never told nobody about.
Oh shit. World premiere.
It ain't that deep. It's I dream about a lot of dead people, bro.
Oh fuck. Oh, wow. The Undertaker?
What sense?
No. Like old family members.
Okay.
So like, you dream that somebody came out of life or something?
Yeah, like you know how you know, like they say, for instance, your grandma did pass, right? Mm-hmm. So my grandma first passed. Like I thought about her every night for like a whole year and a half.
Shit, man.
I used to cry myself to sleep, bro, because that was my favorite person. So I used to dream about her, and I used to see her like all the time, and that would kind of made me like not be like, you know what? She gone, but she here with me. Right. But I know she here with me because she constantly keep popping up in my dreams.
She's experienced.
And another one is my cousin Boo Boo, who we talked about in the pod.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy because like we was always shoot ball together, and then I wasn't like a high flyer in high school, but I it was like we had PE,
nigga,
and then
no
he took
hops.
A shot. He took a shot, and I caught that bitch off the rim. And I'm looking like damn, and then I'm looking at him like yeah, boy. Now see him, I'm looking like. Damn, bro, you dead.
Fuck, all at the same time.
Like, nigga.
Like, in a dream, I was hyped. And then I looked him right in his face, and he was smiling. I'm like, damn, bro, you dead.
Nigga, that's like six-man type shit.
Yeah.
That's
something else, yeah, because the self-awareness in a dream. What do you call that?
I woke up crying, bro. I was like, damn, bro, he dead, bro. And it was years later, probably like 6-7 years later. And I'm like, damn, bro, you dead, bro. Like, that shit crazy.
Did you wake up, like, immediately after that? Or
yeah. And when I realized he was dead, I woke up. Gotcha. And I was in tears. Like,
I ain't never had no dream like that, bro. I've had dreams like and woke me up and, like, made my heart beat up much. I had one recently.
That shit is weird. Go ahead.
I can't remember it in its totality. I just remember, like, I was in a classroom. It's like 2 days ago. I was in a classroom, and it was this girl I went to junior high with, and a nigga... A gay male that I went to high school with. And
Hold up.
What, Gavin? Start no, you wild, dog. No.
Yo.
What?
So you said that it was a girl was first.
It was a girl and it was a homosexual male.
Okay.
So they was getting into it and then she told that nigga to swing type shit. And like, the nigga swung. He missed.
Of course he gonna swing.
He swung again. Cud had grabbed, bro, and did like a DDT off the desk. And then she started stabbing that nigga in the eye, and like his eye was from the bunch of eyes. I woke up. That shit was wild. Shit.
Oh, this that's, nigga.
Yeah, that's something else.
This nigga witnessed a murder.
I know, yeah, bullshit. Basically. Like my dream, I don't know why, but my dreams be like mad violent. Mm-hmm. Like for real, for real. Like,
oh,
I,
that boy evil inside, boy.
No, for real. I really be seeing like some dark shit, and I had to wake myself up. Like, no bullshit. I done had dreams when niggas was trying to kill me. Mm-hmm. Like relatives, friends, all that stuff. I've had dreams like that and all that, but yeah, like that's why I say I don't remember most of my dreams unless like heavy or whatever. Or, like, or, yeah, same. Or if I'm fucking a little yami or some shit like that, but you know.
Kind of think about it.
Like four of those.
Mm. I did have one that was like kind of crazy, bro.
Uh-huh.
Like, I hate talking about this shit at night. You know, I ain't gonna do it. I'm very superstitious, bro. I said this shit on like a morning.
See, you know what fucks you up too though? You watch a lot of like serial killing and horror movies, but it wasn't that though.
Let's just say I got caught in a crossfire trying to break people up for fighting.
Oh fuck!
And it was somebody I knew. I knew both of them. That's but one of them I knew a little longer. But the one I didn't know that long, he was the one for like, damn, bro, how you feel? I'm looking like, damn, bro, you looking at me?
Like I did it, like,
damn, bro, you looking at me? What the fuck I do? Trying to put my hand up and shit, bro. I had to wake up, boy. I'm looking like, boy, yeah, nigga, I'm off my dumb ass in my dream, boy.
Boy, scared of hell, boy.
But look,
my shits is strange, like, real. Like, let me see. Like, I think my last scary, quote unquote, if I wake up and I got mad anxiety, it's a scary dream to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think I was in a building with a group of people. I don't know if I knew them or not. And it was like every window we went to or when we would try to leave the building, it'd be like an attack helicopter coming around trying to shoot us.
The fuck you got going on?
Real strange.
It's a helicopter for work.
But yeah, like every like window we would go to like to jump out of it, like to get away, the helicopter just come around and the shit got missiles and like rockets and he's just shooting.
Them boy drinking lit, boy.
Yeah, it'd be lit, bro. Bro, but it's scary. I wake up like, oh fuck, like they got me.
Bro, that nigga got more than 6 stars. Hey.
Y'all ever woke up and then try to go back, go to sleep and get in the same dream before?
Right back.
Maybe twice, I think. Like maybe like 2 times.
Nigga, have it ever worked?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I was fighting some nigga in middle school. I apologize. Special needs, special nigga, special education. He was there. He was fucking me up. And this is the time.
Hey, bro, nigga strong.
Nigga, pause. Nigga beat me out my sleep. So I wake up and then I remember I think maybe Def Jam Vendetta might have came around like you know at this time.
Uh-huh.
So I went back to sleep, got back in a dream, and we was in a lunchroom and he came up to me and you know they got that like super punch or something, like you just
pop your arm back. You draw back.
Boom, I know you're somebody. I hit him with one of those and then I woke back up. I was like, yes, like
his lick back. That nigga got beat out of his sleep just to wake back up and get his lick back.
Nothing would hit like nothing. It was like I would punch and my fist just go to stop. The side. Like,
yeah,
just like,
yeah, I hate that shit.
This nigga got ultra instinct, cut.
I hate that shit, bro. You fight, you trying to beat somebody's ass, bro. You cannot touch him.
It just does not work.
Like, that shit's
man's,
so annoying.
My man said I'm Floyd Mayweather. Bro, fuck is y'all niggas talking about? But okay, in terms of like the other term dream, first of all, I don't like that word. I don't like dream because dream sounds fantasy-like. Yeah, it sounds right, unrealistic. It sounds like something that can't really be made. I'm more so. Listen,
I disagree.
I'm more so with no Seth Rollins pun intended at all. I'm a visionary.
Talk about it.
I rather like have visions because I know I can. They're more tangible. You know what I'm saying? Where I can see them, where I know they can actually take place and actually happen. Like I can see myself hitting a 3-point shot.
And you don't have to be asleep in order to do that either.
I can see myself doing this. I can't see myself slam dunking LeBron James, but I can see myself just like in the gym shooting a 3
right
type shit. Like it's more realistic. So, but for the sake of the topic, a dream that I never told nobody. That's a tough one, really. Something I know, well, I don't know about not telling niggas or maybe not telling like a mass group of people, but there was one time
Oh, shit.
You're going to laugh. I don't fuck. And it's probably going to backfire later on. But I actually wanted to rap at one point.
Mm-hmm. You like, can't rap, though.
Bitch. Please don't start.
Bitch.
No, 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 no. Please don't go down that rabbit hole.
This is better than crackhead, bro.
That was a good day on Facebook.
It was. That was, no, that, oh, that shit was classic.
I was an NY in the bed, like, no way.
But I always wanted to rap because, like, as creative as a human being that I am, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's a lot of stuff with the pod that we haven't done just as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of stuff that be in my brain that I be wanting to just like let out.
Mm.
Musically, same thing. Like, for example, you might love this because you love wrestling.
Mm.
So I had, you know how like, I know it's kind of like played out now because niggas don't really make mixtapes and stuff no more. Mm. But I had this,
that was a good era.
I had, yeah, blog era is like my favorite era of rap. Mm. But I had a mixtape series that I had called I'm the Champ, You the Challenger.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever. There's a reason why the name. I'll talk about the name later. But I'm the Champ, You the Challenger is based like a mixtape series using them for wrestling instrumentals.
Mm-hmm.
That's fire.
Yeah. So
damn, you got to cut that out, my nigga. It's not going to take that. Yeah. What?
But I was going to go down the era. So I was going to do the golden era.
Mm, that's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Golden era. Attitude era. Nigga, I had like, this shit was going to be a double disc.
You can't go wrong with that.
It was going to be a double disc. Because like, I still got some of the, while you being funny, I had, bro, I'm going to tell you a few of the theme songs I had, bro. The Kid Shamrock theme, Hardcore Holly theme, D'Lo Brown's, Austin, of course.
D'Lo Brown?
Yeah, it's the real deal, for sure. Like, I definitely had, because I had some bars written for that shit, too. Like, for real, oh God, I'm not bullshitting. Then, because I was going to do a double disc for the Attitude Era, because, I mean, it's Attitude Era. Because
mm-hmm.
I was going to do a double disc, and then I was going to do, like, a five-song EP, like, the Tag Team Edition, and I was going to have, like, Tag Team themes, and I was going to have somebody feature on each song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that type shit. Like, I was mad creative with this shit. Then Ruthless Aggression, then this current era, so on and so forth. Like, nigga, I had it in the bag. Then I had, like, another series where I was going to do, based off my name, like Million Dollar Tie, it's gonna be Million Dollar Kid, Million Dollar Boy, then Million Dollar Man.
Okay.
And I already had the art cover in my head. Like, I was, you know, everybody does the baby picture for me and Manic and shit. So I was going, Million Dollar Baby was gonna be my baby picture in a dollar type, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Then a picture of me and a kid in a dollar, then me as a man type shit. It's just gonna show me growing up and all that type of shit. Like, nigga, like, creatively, bro, I'm like here with it for real, for it. Just, I can't rap.
Like, that's not true. That's
like,
not
I don't
true.
Have
a. You can't rap.
No. So? I'm saying, like,
You was better than that, nigga. I was like, this might actually turn into something.
Yeah, I feel like, no.
You already got a big head.
No, I'm going to keep it tall.
I'm glazing OD.
No. Glazing is crazy. But no.
Go ahead. You can do it.
G shit, though. I feel like I'm better off as a writer than I would be like a what's it called?
Because
like, I've written poetry and my poetry be fire. Like, fire.
Yeah, that's how music is.
But
supposed to be, anyway.
Kind of, more or less.
Not nowadays, these hoes, they.
I can write a poem like this, but like writing a song and try to do. Because I don't
know. To a beat.
I don't know. That I've done, and I think is a whole lot easier for me than just trying to write bars. But I don't know how to structure bars. Like, that's the hardest thing for me.
It's really not. Right.
For me, personally. Oh, like, shit. I mean, what, you gonna give me tutorials, nigga? You know what I'm saying?
You listen to a lot of rap. You should already know. You should already know damn near each and every different.
I have my ear for rap and my pen for rap are two different things.
It's like, poetry.
It's like me writing. It's like me walking with two left feet almost.
It's poetry.
There definitely has to be some type of structure, though. Like, when I look at it, I always think about that shit that goes doop, 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 doop.
Like, just a little bouncy ball.
like over the words. Like,
yeah.
It was singing. I'm like, okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. Okay. Leave it in the comments if y'all want me to make a song.
No.
Yeah.
Don't leave it in the comments.
Should be interesting.
God damn. That's hate. That's, you a hating ass nigga, bro.
It's not hate. Because we already had a plan that niggas ain't want to do the shit.
We can do it. Them niggas, fuck them niggas, they extinct. Just like dinosaurs, nigga. Dinosaurs extinct, nigga. We don't talk about them.
I mean, not crocodiles, but, you know. crocodile tears, you know.
It's crazy how herbivores all of a sudden know how to eat meat. That's wild.
Okay.
But yeah. You wanna share
stay like your
big
one.
Like your big dream? Or you know, say you wanna go to another topic, because you know.
A dream I ain't told about it.
Listen,
a dream
I told these about niggas it. Nothing that just, they could take from you. Pause.
I just wanna be, I probably told everybody. Everybody know I'm gonna be I am an entertainer, but I wanna get bigger. Mm-hmm. I need to get on the big screen. Mm-hmm. I do want my name on that Walk of Fame.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
You do know it's not that hard, right?
From that's hate. Fuck out of here.
No. From the position
I'm
in.
You think so?
No. Because I know what it actually takes to get there. Like, it's not off of status. You can pay for that. You can
I don't want to pay for it. I want my work to do it.
No, everybody does. I feel like everybody pays like for it. Why do you think everybody gets them now? Like,
I ain't seen them in full with them. Like, new.
Nah, they got some new ones. They do have some new ones. So it's probably
I ain't saying that nobody that has one doesn't deserve them, but like, damn near.
That's kind of what you're saying.
But yeah, it's damn near like a lot of people that, you know what I'm saying, got one that's like, nigga, you got one already? You got one too? It's like, goddamn.
You knew that was coming.
Ew.
You knew that was coming.
Ew, you got big gold tag belts. Ew.
You knew that was coming.
Ew, that's gross.
Bad.
That's OD disgusting.
That's terrible.
That's... What the other one's gonna look like?
The WWE.
The fucking WWE.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. They ain't doing...
They should have looked like the US titles. It should have been like the mid-card titles.
Yeah, that's... I ain't fucking with that, bro.
They black strapped, though.
I'm cool with that, I guess, but ew, dog. That's what Triple H out there for?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So we might as well get ready for SmackDown.
Ooh, whatever. But yeah, like, I'm not discrediting you or hating on you if you want to do that. Like, you can still do the Walk of Fame shit, but like, just letting you know to get that star and shit, it really don't cost that much.
It took some niggas a long time to get that damn star on their name.
Yeah, but like I said, within recent years, I've learned that it only costs like a couple of thousand. It's like a couple of thousand. I think you gotta pay some charity.
Nigga,
some
I'm
other
about
stuff.
To go get one. I'm about to like what? Come on.
But sure. I do know you have to pay for it, and then it's like some other credentials and stuff like that, some donation type shit that you gotta, you know what I'm saying, get it. But I'm all for the whole, you know, the entertainment thing. Cause since I've been doing the battle rap shit lately, get nice with that camera, boy. Like, get real nice with that camera.
You need to get nice so we can start doing these skits.
That's what, nigga, write some. Fuck is you talking about, nigga? Mm-hmm.
We don't have a cast.
Another thing, too.
Nigga,
like,
we the cast. The fuck? We don't need niggas. Nigga, we've been doing this pod, me and you by ourselves the whole time.
That's for a skit, we at least need like five regulars.
Nigga, it ain't hard to call five niggas.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't fuck with people. Mm-hmm.
You got niggas. You got friends, family. You got niggas outside of me. You play mad games with mad niggas.
Yeah, them niggas.
They might be other states.
All the niggas in
other states.
Nigga, lame as hell.
I got two in Dallas, one in Atlanta, one across the street who, you know, old lady be tripping by shit. You can't really do much.
One
was in Kentucky. Huff was on the, you know, on the pod.
Yeah,
the people I talk to, like, on a regular, them niggas out of state.
Boom.
Listen, it's possible. You don't even need much. You can use that phone in your hand right there. Like, you don't even need cameras and all that.
We'll get there.
We'll make it happen. Look,
we'll get there.
Put it like this. Write some shit. And we'll go from there.
All right.
Because I told Thomas the same thing. Thomas keep telling me he want to do skits.
Because Thomas
has his thrill of want to go viral so bad. Like, every time we talk, like...
Oh,
like,
no, tell him I had to get with a...
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, no bullshit. Like, remember how I told you how I went viral with the whole Pound Town shit or whatever? Like, that was his idea. Well,
they stole that nigga shit, boy.
Yeah.
No, God. They stole that boy.
But, yeah, no, but like, he always, like, every time we end up doing something stupid or say something stupid, he be like, man, why you had a phone out? Like, him and Jamaica, like, go to, like, niggas be always, put a phone out, straight vlog action and all this other shit and da-da-da. Like, I be telling Thomas, like, bro, write something out and we'll go from there. He won't do it. Like, he always get writer's block or this and that. I got a skit. I'm gonna tell you about it.
Niggas can freestyle too.
Yeah, I'm saying freestyle.
That's a fact too.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, nigga, we got all this equipment and all this knowledge and all this, you know what I'm saying, like creativity in our brains and stuff like that. Let's not waste it while it's here, bro.
Right.
Like, for real. But yeah, I'm gonna talk more about it on mic because the skit I got, nigga, hilarious. Like, absolutely hilarious. I'm telling y'all, I promise you, it's probably the most funniest skit on earth. Would you or have you slept with a married individual?
Yes.
Damn, that was quick.
No, but I was supposed to.
Wait, hold on, wait.
Go with the supposed to first, because this is a lot.
Well, I was going to say, was it yes to would you or have you?
Oh, I have.
Okay, bet. We'll go with you first, DJ. Go ahead.
I was supposed to, but I didn't.
Why? You're you chicken out?
No, like her daughter. Her daughter, she was retwisting my hair.
What the fuck? I think you told this story before.
Yeah, it was probably 12 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
she was mad long.
Yeah, she was we used to work at AG. Mm-hmm. And she told me that she wanted to fuck. So all right. Okay.
Come on.
How we gonna do this? You know, you got a husband. All right, so
how was she?
Was 12 years ago? Yeah. I was like 19.
God damn.
What the daughter look like?
Our daughter was a kid.
No, oh, you wild. So
you bugging. Shit, I don't kid. But I was 19, so she had to be like 30, mid 30s.
Okay. So she old as fuck now.
Yeah.
Can't spend a block on that.
Nah. And then she got shot and had to learn how to walk again, all the other bullshit.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, she almost died.
Yeah, no. Never.
Yeah, she had to learn how to walk, talk, all that shit again.
He ruined the whole
thing. I mean, I think she still get horny, but.
Nah, like, hell no. I'm not doing that.
She's mad old people. Though. Like, she like 50 something now, probably.
Hey, like we said before, the new 50. Don't look like the old 50.
Yeah, if you're a fucking vegetarian.
Yo, this nigga said the new 50.
The new 50 don't look like the old 50. The old 50 look like they was about to die.
No, word for real.
The young, the 50 nowadays.
Nah, they really mean, like 30 something.
Yeah,
for
they really mean goddamn old. Like I ain't old. And they looking.
Today in Alabama, nigga, but I don't
know,
back.
But I don't know if they look old. Y'all mean work like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But would I?
That's funny.
Hell yeah, I would. Like, not her, but like somebody else. Cause for, you also got to think about this. Mm. We're at an age now where my age getting married.
I was saying not only that, like we the 30-year-olds, like we the new adults.
Like, so, like yeah. they getting married, and then they might want to fuck off on they nigga. Like,
It's that idea of marriage that they fall in love with. So once they get married, they're like, oh no,
like, this shit ain't it.
A dude I used to work with once said, Women don't want marriages, they want weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, like the thought of being married.
They want the wedding, they want the big ass ring.
Yeah, they don't really want the what comes with marriage type shit. But I ain't gonna get into all that. Like
you know? I think it's like
fairy tale.
Yeah, it's like fairy tale. That's the goal I'm supposed to achieve.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But then they get it.
Then once they get it, it's like, yeah,
this shit boring.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Now this nigga want 3 kids. Damn, nigga.
They doing that without the marriage.
I want to be outside for the summer.
No, fuck that. Nigga, I still got to work. I thought you was going to pay all the bills. That be the one. Right. That really be the one for real. Like, but what?
Damn, nigga, you don't know how to wash clothes? I got to fold your clothes, too?
I got to cook?
What you want, meatballs?
And this is why married women come to niggas like us. So boom.
They don't come to niggas like me. I ain't been approached in a long time.
But still, at least you have though. But fine.
Right.
Talk about when I was
getting older.
Nigga, my whole 20s done went by. And a married bitch ain't be like, damn, you know what? You made me horny and shit.
But you know what? Nah, I feel you though. But it's funny because ironically, not only are me and Ty from New York.
Yes.
And we're named Ty.
Oh my God, bro. Clearly, you're also from New York.
Mm-hmm. You're not the only one that slept with a married woman, my G.
Oh, so we both ain't shit. Great. Something else to bond over.
All right. So, ironically.
Hyundai.
I told you, no, that coworker shit dead, bro. We not doing that.
We not doing that.
Nah.
It could have been from a different line, though.
Nah.
Or a different area.
Still wasn't doing none of that. Like,
I would flirt, but I'm also kind of like, don't
show me. The moment somebody on the line found out I had SDS, it was over for me, son. I can't do that.
Oh, wow. I'm like, what?
I couldn't do that. This nigga's bugging.
My bad. But yeah, I got you. I got you.
Yeah. Oh shit! It's not that funny, chill. Bug it.
I was just thinking, man. The whole word got around, and then got a little dick.
Listen, they if they coming they back for it, it can't. I
boy,
mean,
I'm
it does
you,
what it has to do.
I would got hit with the ether, like for real. It would be no coming back from that. My nigga, I had to find a new job. I had to quit, nigga. Fuck you talking about. But okay. All right, I'm gonna be up all night in this funny, episode because it's gonna be
A lot of redacted.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right. To my knowledge, I've only slept with two. One was engaged.
It'd be like
with
that.
Two married and one engaged.
Mm.
Wow.
The two married ones, classmates.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Classmates of ours.
Mm, okay.
One graduated with us, and the other one graduated a year before.
Okay.
All right. You want the names now? You wanna do it later? Like you wanna do it all night?
You can. It's up to you.
Do
it's
it
up
now.
To you. Okay. Definitely know. I can't make the face out, but that name 100% familiar. Yeah. She's light skinned.
She like your color.
Okay, I know that name.
That nigga light skin.
I know that name too.
Yeah, first off, we're going to start with the first one.
I got to see these drinks.
So,
I know it's all going to come back.
I was working at Hyundai, and she had randomly just found me on Facebook and sent me a friend request and was like, hey, you remember me, da-da-da-da-da, and all this other shit or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I remember you.
I've gotten
that. Ironically, she was my ex. We dated in 10th grade.
Okay.
Right, so.
How could you forget?
That name is mad familiar.
Right. But anyway, she took AP classes.
Okay.
That's another thing. Yeah. Uh-huh. But no, I'm just saying, like, just separate, you know.
Yeah.
She used to hang with,
Okay. Yeah.
So it's probably coming back to you. Gotcha. Okay. All right. So, boom. So she was just asking, so how you been? And all this and that, da, 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 da. So I've been good. You know what I'm saying? I'm working, chilling, this and that, da, 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 doing my thing and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when she sent me the friend request and started inboxing me, I noticed her last name was different. Like, her last name was, like, African.
Okomandule. Mamadou.
Oh, my God.
It's retarded.
Whoa, you said it again.
Don't worry. I'm going to be up all night, dog. Listen, so, anyway. Man. So, I started, like, going through her pictures and shit like that. Like, I like the, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just see what I'm
doing. Yeah, what's life like now? Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh, this nigga was dark. Like, this nigga blacker than this hat, my nigga. Like,
no way. Ain't no way.
I swear to God.
Ain't no way.
I swear to God. Yeah. That nigga like my shadow, nigga. The fuck is you talking about? That nigga black. So then she had a kid and shit. So she was like, yeah, I got a kid and I'm all grown up now and I'm working here and doing this and that. Didn't bring up the fact that she was married. So I wasn't gonna ask her. Like, yeah. I believe in don't ask, don't tell.
Same. Oh God.
Yeah, I believe in don't ask, don't tell. So I said, all right, cool. So she was like, I wanna, you know what I'm saying, see, you know what I'm saying, when you free so we can hang out and see how good you are in bed.
Oh, that's direct.
Swear to God.
Her words, bro. She hates him. She hates him. He probably got in a house cooking. You know, African niggas, they don't play that shit. He got in a house doing everything.
Cooking food for shit.
OD, yeah. She probably know mad new stuff.
What? All right, so I said, no, we definitely can, you know what I'm saying? Get it popping, da da da, whatever. So I hit my homeboy, I think I hit up Thomas. I said, yo, who Jamie? Like, who was like, not me. So
yeah,
he's like, bruh, tell me why. Like, one summer after high school, she literally hit up everybody on her phone doing that same thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
Every nigga she had on her phone, she did the same.
She really with the 20 letter last name.
This was like a summer during high school type shit. Okay. Like, this was like after we graduated. So like, this is years later.
That's a lot of misconnections. You know how you got the one that got away? She got mad at those.
But that's wild.
You can't be a girl with one of those.
Nah.
The nigga that got away.
So
that's crazy.
She came to the crib and all that. I think I was on night shift. Yeah, I was on night shift. So she came to the crib. I'm watching wrestling or whatever, kicking it, da da da. And we end up fucking. Cool. So
you said something casual, duh, right?
Because yeah. I wasn't like, oh my god, I'm fucking a married bitch. I'm infidelity and all. Nah, right. Fuck that. So
thinking about that shit.
Nah, at all. Like, it got hard.
You had it already too, yeah.
My mental was gone. Like, you feel me? So anyway, so I pop, and right after we get finished fucking, like, she put her clothes back on and all that type of shit. Like, you know, she did a little small talk.
Right.
This motherfucker now all of a sudden someone tell me she's married.
What, like,
after
like,
the D was done, like, after we, you know what I mean? So I said, so what's up? So she was like, man, we ain't getting along. We sleep in different beds. I'm trying to leave now. I'm trying to find my own spot. Mm-hmm. Put this nigga on child support. All that crazy shit. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. I was like, oh, damn, that's crazy. In my head, I'm like, oh, you ain't trying to
move over here?
Yeah, like, or we ain't doing that if that's what you on. You feel me? Like, so she gets ready to leave. So she leaves. She gives me this hug. She hugged me mad long. Like, she, like.
Hey, please take us in.
Huh?
Please take us in.
Please take us in. It's crazy. So here's the weird part. She pulls off. 5 minutes later or so, she calls. And was like, that hug brought back some old memories and shit.
Oh,
like,
she was playing.
I'm like, she was playing. No, she can't come back she over here. Playing. No, ma'am. Fuck.
She was
that.
Playing.
Yeah,
nah,
she was.
She was on some other shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other one, she was on, we Facebook friends still to this day. We still cool. Like, we still rocking and everything. Like, we cool. I'm actually trying to get home.
That's crazy.
Nah, not like that. Like, no,
I'm saying,
like,
you know, usually people start hating you.
Nah, but no, me and her actually,
for real.
Nah,
damn.
Nah, okay. No, the other ones, blocked. Like,
see?
No, because I had to stay away because, like, I felt like she would go try to find me as a way out and I didn't want that weird shit.
Was,
so
it,
like,
was it worth it though?
Sometimes you got
I ain't go back.
I'm saying, so, what was it in?
I ain't go back. I only did it once. Usually niggas will fuck twice just to, you know what I mean?
So she went in.
Yeah, like it was regular. Mm-hmm. Then she had rules and shit. She was like, don't fuck me too rough. Don't pull my hair. Don't do this. Don't do that.
That's
like,
interesting.
How did she get so night?
I had to see it through, my boy. Had to. Like, she's like, I'm not sucking no dick. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing.
Oof.
She sucks some dick.
She's like, she
sucks
been
some
through
dick,
a lot.
Nigga. Fuck that. She sucks some motherfucking dick. You gonna fuck with $1 million time? You gonna suck some motherfucking dick, nigga.
Bruh, STS.
So?
SDS.
Slurp some dick. Pause.
The facts. That's what
slurp.
So anyway. So the other one, first of all, I didn't know this girl even
knew. Bro, they gotta be so annoying for women, bro. They trying to suck some dick. They gotta start slurping. Get a nigga dick little.
I got a story for you.
Oh my god.
Like,
man,
yeah, I'm definitely gonna be up in
that.
So anyway, she I didn't know this girl knew I existed because, like I said, she was a whole grade ahead of me, right? So, like I said, we was friends on Facebook because everybody's always friends with, like,
when you create Facebook, you start adding folks.
Yeah,
right.
Especially niggas from school. So, anyway, so she was married, kid, all that type of shit, right? So, she had made a post, and y'all know me, I'm on the everybody comments. Like, I'm talking
you
about
wanna say.
No, Tay on the comments on a different type of time. We not doing that. Like, Tay be flirting. Like, what I be doing, I be talking shit. I talk my shit, bro. I don't do what Tay be doing. Like,
yo, not to cut you off, it's mad funny. When I had my old Instagram, I'm sorry. I ain't even clap. But yeah, when I had my old Instagram, I would look, like, I don't follow no Instagram baddies and shit, because I'm like, if I'm going to watch porn, I'm going to watch porn. I'm not going
to
get it from Instagram.
We go to Twitter,
you know,
for that.
I mean? Word. But then I would look.
Shut the fuck up, bitch-ass nigga.
Yeah, and then Twitter. But anyway, what was I going to say? I would, like, see these chicks, and I would, like, click every now and then to see what's going on. It'd be Tay. Thomas, mad niggas. I'm like, yo, one day I'm gonna make a dirtiest niggas alive. Like,
dirtiest like, niggas alive
like,
is crazy.
I'm like, yo, look at my mans. Like, how's everybody under everybody?
Niggas
post.
Horny. Niggas yeah, hella horny, man. For real.
Under everybody post. Go ahead, though, bro. My bad.
She, like I said, make a couple of posts. I talk my shit, da 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 da, whatever. And she inboxed me. It was like, Ty, I just wanna let you know you have a pretty ass smile. So I'm like,
that was nice.
That's nice. Thanks. You know. Now I said, now get the fuck out my inbox before I get you in trouble. Like, I literally said it like that. Like, I was like, get out my inbox, nigga. This is your first and only warning, nigga. Do not come back unless you want some trouble.
Exactly what she wanted to have.
I'm not sure if it was the same day, but it was literally close in proximity. She She made a post. It was like 3 a.m. Mm. Oh, like it was like
one thing you told me about this.
Between
oh,
like
her.
1, 2, 3 a.m. she was like, bro, I'm too nasty to not be getting fucked right now. Da da da. So I'm like, I inboxed. I said, yo, you good? You all right?
That's OG.
You okay? She's like, what you talking about? I said, bro, I seen your post. Like, everything all right? You know what I'm saying? She's like, yeah, I'm just, you know, sexually frustrated. I said, what your husband? She's like, we haven't had sex in like 6 months.
Oh, shit.
Crazy, right? So she's like, we ain't had sex in 6 months and da 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 and all this other shit or whatever, right? And I was like, well, I'm sorry. I wish I could help, you know, but, you know. So I just try to, you know, keep it subtle and just try to see if she was going to shoot back. So then she said, Ty, I have a question. I said, what's up? She's like, would you fuck me? I said, absolutely. With the quickness. So at the time, she wasn't living in Montgomery. So she'll just jump back and forth or whatever to come back home, visit family, friends, stuff like that. I think maybe it was her birthday or like a friend's birthday or something like that, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So she ended up coming down and visit. So she visits. She pulled up on me just to say hi or whatever, gave me a kiss and shit or whatever. Just like I'm letting you know I just wanted to see you type shit. Like, I'm just letting you know I'm serious about, you know, I say fuck with you, whatever. I say, all right, cool. So then she the next time she ended up coming, she like, we ain't finna do nothing. We ain't finna do nothing. You know how females.
That's the Alabama. That's the Alabama.
That's
the
giveaway. Like, we ain't finna do nothing. We finna do nothing. I turned on the most boring movie on fucking Hulu I could possibly find. I turned on some shit I know we weren't finna watch, nigga. Like,
nigga put on the Rugrats movie.
No, it was some bullshit.
I was saying, that's some bullshit.
Not really some bullshit for real. Like, it's some bullshit. I can't even tell you what the fuck it was.
Yeah.
One thing led to another, and she was topping me off and shit. So we end up, you know what I'm saying, I end up clapping the cheeks and shit like that, and then.
So out of nowhere, she just started topping you off.
Yeah, for sure. Like, because she kept talking like we weren't going to do that. She started kissing on me, then she, you know what I'm saying, pulled the helmet out.
Mm-hmm. Talk about
did
it.
Did all that, you feel me? So then the second and last time, she came down here for something else, and she ended up getting a room because she didn't want to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, I'm in this room. Nigga, I had to go to work, bro. I ain't gonna fuck. Bro, I get there. She had a towel on. Just got a shower.
Yeah.
So she was like, we ain't finna do nothing. We finna lay up and just watch a movie. Bro, this motherfucker.
Yo, girls don't be having no game, bro.
No, dead ass. No, for real.
You gonna use that one again? Uh-huh.
So she was like, no, we finna watch a movie. This motherfucker turn on us. Nigga turn on us, bro. So I'm like, all right, cool. Still in the towel.
Yeah.
Eventually gets out the towel. We fucking this and that, da da da. She gets on top of me. I'm telling this motherfucker I'm finna come, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, motherfucker, no. Sit on me, son, for real. Like,
oh no.
Motherfucker was like, Ty, did you just nut in me?
You should have.
Oh my God. Did you? Nah, she had a little weight on her, son.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You know, he
did
with them chunking monkeys.
Yeah, for sure. Chunking
monkeys.
Sure.
I know chunking monkeys. Got like that.
Gorilla.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I used to.
Back.
Oh God.
So,
sweat Nick.
She was like, "Don't worry, yo, this is wild." So she was like, "Don't worry, boy. I'm gonna go get a plan B in the morning. You good? Da da da."
She wants you to do that anyway.
She is something else. Okay,
toxic.
Yeah,
hella OD. Toxic.
At least she getting
herself.
Bitch, you love getting nut in, bro.
Oh, for sure. Oh God. So that yeah, completion. So
it's that idea.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we ain't fuck around no more. Or whatever. She eventually got divorced and then, you know, moved on and shit.
I would have divorced that bitch too.
That's mad.
But we still cool and shit like that, but we definitely not on that type of time no more, like at all. Nah. But that's my fair share. Like, so dead with man women on them. They on some other shit, bro.
Yeah. Nah, never have. Probably never will.
You're a good guy.
Unless I just somehow get married. But,
oh.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Ty?
Okay, my turn. Yes. So, where should I start? So, all right. So, my sister's neighbor, RIP to.
You already fucked up.
Okay, so.
My sister's neighbor is crazy.
All right, so not this neighbor, but all right, my sister's neighbor, Dorina, RIP to her. Oh, love that lady.
Do I need to bleep any names out?
Oh, no. That's fine.
All right, word.
This RIP. Is like really personal.
Got you. RIP
this, though. All right, everything's going to come out. But anyway, okay. So yeah, we was at Miss Dorina's house. She was having like a little like house party or something like that, right?
Okay.
So I came out to Brooklyn. My sister lives in Brooklyn. So go to my sister's house and I speak to my sister. She's like, hey, like, what's up, Ty? I'm like, yeah, what's going on? So she was like, I was like, basically like, who's next door? So she was like, oh yeah, Ms. Darina's there, this person, blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, Unique is over there as well. And I was like, who's Unique? And she was like, oh, she's one of my other neighbors. And also she might have saw you in an elevator one time, like in your costume and shit, like for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And you said hi to her and she was like, oh, you were so nice. And she wanted to like holler at you. But then I was like, oh, you're my brother. So
wow.
Once I heard that, I didn't know who she was talking about, but I was like, jackpot, my nigga, like I got this. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga devil.
So, but I was like, I was probably, maybe 18 at the time, 18, 19 or something like that. So
you that's a flex.
Mad, yo.
That's a flex, right?
Like you said, I was like 19 too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I bet. I go next door. You know, there's a few people there. Everybody's older than me, of course. So, you know, everybody's older. So we sitting there, we chilling and stuff like that. So I see her. I'm like, oh, okay, she all right. Light skinned, thick lady or whatever like this. So I'm like, I think I could do this. But I was doing some shit when I was younger. Like, I'm trying to see you. Like, if I can get a cougar, like, I was just trying to wild out, you know what I mean? So,
that's a flex. I got the 30 old, you feel me? Yeah.
You know, so that's what I was on. So, sit next to her, you know, I say hi to everybody when I'm extra friendly. So, sit down, talk to her, hey, how you doing? This and the third, blah, blah, blah. I think we may have been showing each other pictures of something. So, I was like, oh, like, what's your number? I'll send it to you. So, that was my way in, you know what I'm saying? So, that was the way in. Night is good. Everything's straight, blah, blah, blah. So, next few days we're texting and then what happened? I think she said, oh, like, come meet me at my office or whatever. It was down at, if anybody knows what Astor Place is, in New York City, her office was down at Astor Place.
I know this man, they fucked the married woman in her office.
So I don't even remember if I knew she was married at this time. I don't think I did.
You ain't had no impression or nothing? Like, she older, like, you ain't think?
She ain't got kids or nothing? I didn't recall that. Yeah, but I didn't know any of this shit. I didn't know, because they're in Brooklyn. I'm in the Bronx. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not really asking. Like, you know, I don't really care.
Don't ask, don't tell. So,
yeah,
you know
what I mean? Yeah. And I was much younger too, so I'm just happy to talk to this old bitch. So, yo, I want to give a disclaimer. It's probably too late, but if you know me as an astute, articulate individual, this is not that today. I'm sorry. Like, this is locker room talk. You know?
He did his Umar shit earlier.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is locker room talk. You know, you catch me another day, I'm very nice. Anyway. So meet her down, ask the place, we go upstairs, a security guard, he don't say shit to me, keep it moving, go upstairs to the office, I'm busting it, I'm getting a neck, all that good shit in the office, you know what I'm saying?
So then, I guess she catch herself,
yeah, it's a nice little view and everything too, I mean, we in Manhattan, so, they get thinking he's doing it. So, like, I guess we have a heart to heart or whatever. And that's when, like, she tells me, like, I guess, oh, yeah, like, she got a husband, a son, a third, which I still didn't really care too tough.
Nigga,
you know
why
what
you
saying?
Tell me at that so pop, late, my nigga? Bro.
Listen,
And girls got a nerd to always say, you need to let us know what you want for, so we know how to move. Clearly, y'all don't do it when y'all married, bitch.
Exactly.
The fuck?
Exactly. Because they know we're going to stay.
They don't care.
Yeah, basically.
Tom, do.
I know some niggas that really won't be like, man, in my morals, I don't want nobody fucking my wife if I get married.
Nigga, I'm worried about getting shot. That's the fuck I'm worried about. You fucking my, you know, you shoot me. Shoot that. Shoot her ass. Like,
you know, she knew.
She your bitch.
She your bitch. She knew.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, so we have the heart to heart, all that extra shit. I think I might have went to the office like another day as well, you know, got busy. And then we have the heart-to-heart, and she tells me...
Fucking in the office is crazy, but that should have been a clear giveaway that, you know what I'm saying? She had something going on. You couldn't go to the house.
Right. But I mean...
I'd rather do it at the office than the house.
It was way quicker than getting to Brooklyn. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. I don't want to take that ride every time. So, we have a heart-to-heart, and she tells me, like, oh, like, her husband, I think he pulled up or something like that in front of the house. And he had another girl, like, in the front seat or some shit like that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, in the front seat. And he was like, yo, like, baby, like, come on down or whatever like that. And she's like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? So he's like, yo, like, I got somebody.
Come down, I got a whole bitch in the car. It's crazy, dog. Yes.
So
no false giving.
Listen, I don't know how this shit built up. Maybe there was some built up, some lead up to this, because most girls, they just instant fight, you know what I mean? But what I was going to say... she comes downstairs and he's like, yo, I want you to meet somebody, this, that, and the third, introduces her like to the girl. And then the girl is like wild feisty, like, oh, I want to sit in the front because I'm tired of playing the back rows and extra shit. So long story short, this nigga is, I don't know how he did it. Player this nigga alive. I don't even know him. But listen, so that happens or whatever. He takes him to the beach. And allegedly, they start having a heart to heart. The girls, like, he sent them, yo, like, take a walk.
Crazy.
Take a walk type shit. You know what I'm saying? Mind you, she does have a child with him as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think that nigga might have been 16 at the time I was smashing his mom's. And I'm fucking
you like 2 years yeah, older than
like,
this nigga.
Like, or he's 14, like, the least, you know what I mean? Yeah. So she tells me about all this extra shit. So I'm kind of in my head, not justified, but it's like, all right, like, I don't think he would care if a fucking just bitch, like, you know, in my head, slightly, you know. So I was going to say, so later on, I end up getting a girlfriend, right? And this is maybe like a year later or something, right? And
y'all still smashing?
No. Like, I probably got the neck, like, maybe like a few months, like, before, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But anyway, like, my ex, she was, like, really cool and stuff. So we would, like, we would talk about our situations. Everybody thought we was weird because we real open-minded people, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So anyway, told her about this situation, like, what happened and stuff like that. And I think, yeah, I went out somewhere and my ex, she was looking for me or something like that. And she was talking to my sister and she was like, oh, I don't know where he at, but I hope he not in Brooklyn with Unique. And my sister was like,
oh shit, your sister didn't know. Wait, your sister didn't know the whole time?
No, she didn't know. I'm not telling her the fuck. And also, another thing too.
Don't ask, don't tell. Listen,
another thing as well, right? My sister, like, after I, like, finished smashing her, and I wasn't, like, really fucking with Unique like that, my sister was saying that Unique was doing, like, little funny shit, like, maybe, like, saying slick shit. Like, I think my sister was talking about, like, her child's father, my niece's father, saying, she said something like, oh, you know, I like chocolate or something. He's dark side. She likes some slick comments. Yeah. So my sister's not feeling her at all. You know what I'm saying? So my ex, she's like, oh yeah, like, I hope he's not like when Unique or whatever like that. And then my sister's like, Unique, like my neighbor Unique. And then my ex told me allegedly, and she was like, oh no, I meant like, hopefully he's not in a Unique situation. Like,
yo, that's, so she's trying to think. Wild.
My sister's smart as fuck. My sister, she's not dumb at all. Yeah. She's not dumb. So let me see. You know, I get back, like, you know, like, to my ex and shit, and then I'm like, hey, like, what's up? And she's like, oh yeah, I just want to let you know, like, you know, I was talking to your Lacey, ass, and yeah, this, that, and the third. So I'm like, all right, interesting. So life goes on as usual. I get a call randomly out the blue. Ty, where are you? Where are you? What's going on right
what
now?
The, like, fuck?
Are
what?
You okay? Are you okay? No. I mean, I'm sorry. She's not asking me if I'm okay. She's like, yo, like, you gotta chill. You gotta tell your mom to stop. You gotta tell her to stop. I'm like, what do you mean to my mom? Like, what are you talking about? My mom, what the fuck? Like, aren't we all friends? Aren't we all cool? You know what I'm saying? Don't we, you know, go to each other's houses and shit? So I'm like, what's going on? She's like, your mother just attacked me. Your mother attacked me in the elevator. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, all right, bet, like, I'm
sister,
gonna
red ass sister.
So listen, don't say that. I love you, Lacey. We gonna fight off camera, all right? Anyway, so I'm getting this call. So I'm like, all right, like, let me see what's going on. So I don't remember if I probably called my sister. And I'm like, yo, like, Lacey, what's going on? Like, Unique just told me that mom attacked her. She's like, yeah, fuck that bitch. And she's like, fuck you for fucking that bitch. She's like, she's trying to fuck around, like with my man. They should try to fuck with my brother. Like I'm not jacking that.
Yo, man, wait.
No. Because she said something about her. Yeah, she said, like, slick comments or, like, just, like, little funny shit. Like, you know, my sister wasn't feeling.
Wow.
You know, so I'm like, yo, this is crazy. So what happened after that? I think I called my mom. And I was like, yo, like, mom, what's going on? I was like, yo, you got
to
chill.
You're the wrong person to call.
She was like, no, like, fuck her. She want to fuck around with my son? And then I hear my mom, like, she's being mad loud. She's like, yeah, you want to fuck around with my son? My 16-year-old son? I'm like, I'm not 16. But she's trying to, like, you
she's
know, violate.
Oh, yeah. She's
in her building, so the neighbors is outside. Yeah, yeah, so
that's
she's
trying to wild.
That's fucked up, bro.
That's OD.
So, yeah, my mom was like, you know, she's really playing it up, you know, like, crazy. So I'm like, oh, this is crazy. So I just hang up. And then I think Unique calls me again. And she's like, yeah, like I don't know, like, you know what to do, this and the third. And I was like, yo, I guess, like you're just gonna have to deal, just go home. Like, I kind of, like, go to your house. Like, you know what I mean? So then she puts her husband on the phone. her husband is like, yo, what's up, bro? How you doing? What's I'm thinking, because I'm ready to apologize. Like, yo, I'm sorry for fucking your wife. Like, I ain't mean it. I'm ready to do all of that.
Just I'm trying to get out the game. I want no more problems.
And I was, you know, I wasn't even fucking with her no more. You know what I'm saying? So, what was I going to say? So, yeah, he's like, yo, what's good, bro? Sound like he was my age. He wasn't, of course. But I'm just saying he was so cool. Mad young, yeah. You know, no, he was just like, man, cool. Yo, what's good, bro? Yo, you know, like, we got a son over here and stuff like that. So we don't really, you know, want him to have to go through anything, you know, just in the neighborhood because, like, this is going on. So if you ain't, like, you know, check your mom out, like, that'll be all right, all right? So I'm like, yeah, I'm apologizing profusely. I'm like, yo, I'm sorry. He's like, yo, don't worry about it, bro. You don't got to, like, say that. Like, you good, bro? Like, talking to me, mad cool.
And they like, it's okay, so, you fuck my wife. It's all right.
Yo,
it's all
right. But this is the thing, though. Like, they on some polygamous, polyamory, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so they in the car. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so that's what was. So, yeah, after that, what was I going to say? After that, yeah, it was just the end of that, pretty much. Like, it was already over with, but that was crazy. And then I remember my mom coming home, and she was wilding on me, saying all kinds of crazy shit. Like, yeah, you was fucking that bitch. You know, we don't fuck with her. You was fucking her and her ass. I was like, wait, what?
Whoa.
I was like, wait, what? Yo, I did not. And I did not. Like, I did not.
Yo, hey, Mom's making up all kind of shit.
Mom's wildin', bro. Cause I'm like, yo, like, why'd you do that? So yeah, I heard the whole, like, so basically the story was, like, I guess my mom was in an elevator going upstairs, and Unique was coming in the elevator with her shopping cart. So she was like backing the bitch in the elevator, like, yeah, you wanna fuck with my son? Yeah, it just scared the shit out of her, basically. So,
oh my god.
Yeah, that was funny. That was yeah. Yeah, that was the story.
That was a lot.
That was hilarious. Oh my god.
Yeah. But it might have been the funniest story ever told on this podcast.
I hope so.
I'm not even gonna lie. Like, it's up there, bro.
But besides the lost file, that lost one.
Oh, that definitely takes the cake.
That lost one.
We'll talk about it off mic. Okay. We'll talk about it off mic.
Oh, all right, Jesus gosh. Christ, I hate we lost that.
No bullshit. I think I told Tia, or I probably brought it up to Zach. Like, nigga, you had a class.
Yes.
Like, you just don't know. Like, you had a class on your ass.
Wait, tell me something. Like, the hard drive is corrupted, or you don't have it anymore?
I'll explain it.
Okay.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm glad I ain't had to talk this much episode.
So, before we conclude this episode, leave in the comments if you know your dreams, and also
have you been fucking with somebody married?
Yeah, like,
most of y'all females, I know y'all should be blowing the comment section up.
And if you got caught, I guess, because, like, clearly that's a part of fucking married people too.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, so that's the thing. But, oh man, Ty, I'm glad. Yo, son, I appreciate you being on the pod. Bro, you know what I mean? You know,
anytime I'm here for you, son.
Yeah, next time, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be on here. You're going to be on the visual. You know what I mean? I know I say, bro, I'm not going to say that word no more, son. I know, but word is born, son. You know what I'm saying, B? You feel me?
This is the worst New York accent I heard.
No, that ass, it really is. But no, we really appreciate you.
Yo, and y'all niggas got to come visit. Like, I got space, bro. Like, I done said that last time I came down. Yeah, that nigga told me
about his apartment. Fire,
you know what I'm saying?
Let me know.
I have space. So
what part of New York?
The Bronx. So I'm like, and I'm near, like, Yankee Stadium, so I'm really close to, like, Manhattan and stuff like that. So, yo, let me know.
I ain't been to New York before, so I definitely take a trip.
I really want to go back. Sure, like, for real, I really
plans up for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Should we make some work?
I'm at work a lot of times, but yeah, we could do something.
Yeah, for sure, I got your number,
right? And yo, Thomas, Will, Nate, all the details. Oh yeah. Come on. Come on down.
Uh-huh. All right. DJ, you got anything?
I don't have anything. Nothing at all.
Cool. I ain't got shit. This was enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. On that note, I'm $1 million Ty.
I'm DJ The Glick.
And we out.
Yeah, man.
And I'm Ty. And I'm here to fuck your wife.